Now, more on that elephant in the room that Chris Arnold spoke of, the housing market. The economics of real estate is something that Professor William Wheaton of MIT follows closely, and he joins us by telephone. Professor Wheaton, first, as a general characterization, do you call this the real estate bubble bursting or a gentle decline in real estate values? What would you say?
Well, it's certainly starting to burst. The question of how far it declines is a matter of some debate, but the decline is definitely there, and it is definitely coming.
When you look at the housing market in America today, what stands out as most unusual about it?
What I think really stands out is that there has been two changes this time around in the housing market, which are quite different from, say, the slowdown in the early 90s or even in the early 80s, which is, first of all, that there's a huge amount of speculative buying, people buying second, third, fourth, fifth houses just as an investment, treating a house a little bit like a stock rather than a place to live in. And the second factor that's really different is the enormous increase in home ownership in the last 5 years, probably prompted mostly by the emergence of subprime lending. Virtually anybody in the country can get a mortgage these days for virtually the entire price of a house, and that has encouraged a huge number of people whose income or other resources perhaps doesn't otherwise warrant owning a house, but they now do.
But to look at the second factor first, it seems that interest rates are still pretty low, and housing prices don't seem to be going up right now generally. So why isn't demand just as strong as it was in the past?
Well, there's two factors. One is that the demand is coming a lot from people moving from rent to own. So that's just a kind of finite market. They've converted 5 or 6 million renters to owners, and that's about all they can do. So that's just sort of tapped out. And the other factor that we know is an awful lot of these folks are on variable rate mortgages still. And while fixed rates haven't risen very much, the interest payments on variable rates have gone up quite dramatically in the last 6 months.
Given the first difference you described about the housing market today, that is that there are so many purchases of homes in recent years that have not been a primary residence, that suggests to me that there's a phenomenon underway right now where a great many Americans are hearing about the housing market and thinking about their nest egg, the way that they're thinking about their 401k or a stock portfolio.
Well, I think that's true, and it concerns me a little bit.
I guess the problem is if too many people have the same bright idea, it's not going to last for very long.
Well, exactly. And the thing we like to think of is when you buy and sell a house like a stock, and you don't have to sell or buy a corresponding house as you move, you have a very big impact on the market. So second home investors or investor buyers have a much bigger impact on the market because when they buy, they're not selling, and when they're selling, they're not buying.
Who right now, we can all imagine who's hurt worst by a falling housing market, but who's in the best position looking ahead to housing prices, say, over the next year or two?
Oh, that's very clear. That's the young first-time home buyer. My daughter's one of those. She's chafing at the bit, and I keep telling her, no, just wait. Keep your assets invested, and in another year or two, and the market's probably much lower, you will be one of the lucky people who's able to actually buy into the housing market at the bottom.
You're confident that prices are going to decline further, that we're not at the trough right now?
Oh, no, we've just begun. The latest data suggests prices have flattened out and not quite actually started to decline, but sales are dropping quite sharply, and the inventory of units is building up. And that's always a leading indicator of changes in price. So, you know, given what's happened, we are pretty confident that a decline is ahead.
Well, Professor Wheaton, thank you very much for talking with
us.
I've
enjoyed talking with you.
William Wheaton is a professor of economics at MIT and former director of MIT's Center for Real Estate.